Welcome, athletes, into another episode of the Gym Closet. This is a special episode. We have an interview with a major from the Salvation Army. We get a ton of different information about our events that are coming up that we have going on here for the rest of the season with our power partner. If this is the first time that you are listening to the Gym Closet, we are a Crave Gym podcast. We talk about optimizing life. We talk about how to live like an athlete, why you should live like an athlete. And we talk a little bit about that in our power partner in that interview and what they stand for and why they're, why we're excited to team with them and become, be a bigger part of our community as a team. And that's a huge part of living like an athlete. So without further ado, let's get into it. Let's get into our interview right now.
Born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.
Hello, athletes. Today, we would like to welcome Major Burt Frost. He is with the Salvation Army. We've kind of been talking about football here because we were just getting through the Iowa game, but which brings me to where you said that you are new-ish to Iowa. How long have you been here? You said
been here about 4 months, actually.
Okay,
just jumped in about mid-July.
Okay,
hit the ground running and came here from Phoenix. Actually,
was
out in Phoenix for a year.
Okay, awesome.
Doing some things, but actually, I'm a Midwest boy, Kansas boy at heart.
Okay,
so we start talking basketball, we can start talking Jayhawks.
And there you go.
Kinds of things, but
sure.
Yeah, so I've been here about 4 months.
Awesome, awesome. So where out in Kansas are you from?
Actually, I'm from Wichita, Kansas.
Okay,
so was there for 21 years
till sure.
I got married and became a Salvation Army officer, and now I've traveled all the Midwest states, been up in Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and now for the first time, Iowa.
Iowa.
That's awesome.
Yes. That's a nice tour for you then so far.
It's an excellent tour. I don't want to go any further north. It's cold enough here.
Yes.
I've done 9 years in Minnesota, so we'll just stay away from that area.
Yeah.
Spent a little couple years in North Dakota, so I'm about done with the cold.
Sure. No, I completely understand that. My folks actually lived in Wichita for I think almost 7-8 years, and it was funny because they're from Nebraska and now live just south of us here in Iowa, and they were bragging about their winters that might get down to 40. You see a snow every once in a while, so that would be the weather that would be perfect to me. I think that as soon as you get just, is it south of Kansas City that kind of changes that?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is because, growing up all the time, you get a half inch of snow, they're canceling everything around Wichita.
Okay,
we
sure.
That was the greatest.
Yeah.
You know, our kids hated being in Minnesota because you get 5 feet of snow, you're still going to school.
Oh, yeah.
what is the problem here? But yeah, you get down past Olathe, going for a little bit further south, you get a day or two of nice cold, and then all of a sudden the sun comes back, warms it up, the snow doesn't stick around very long, which just perfect kind
That's
of weather
perfect.
In there, Spending a year out in Phoenix, last year in January, you're still in 80-degree weather. I think I wore jeans twice besides my uniform last year.
Really?
Otherwise, it's shorts
yeah.
the whole season. So I kind of miss that Midwest feeling, that the change of seasons, be able to see the leaves, be able
sure.
to see different things. Plus, even just go a little step further, people are a little different than they, the Midwest feeling is a lot different than what it is out on the West Coast or even in Phoenix. So
sure.
It's good to be home.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you could get back to the Midwest and the season changed. I don't remember who I was talking to. I think someone that had lived a lot of time spent a lot of time in Arizona was the same way. They're like, I love how there's the seasons make you like just change it gives you a change in life and in everything that you're doing to just have a different feeling, all 4 different times a year,
Oh,
and
definitely.
In Iowa, like 20 different times a year.
Right.
All the time. Here we ring bells. One day we're in short sleeves. Next day we're in overcoats.
Right.
Out in Phoenix, we're ringing bells in shorts.
Right.
All the time.
All the time.
You don't have to worry about a bellringer saying, it's too cold, I'm not going to show up.
Definitely.
out there, you pray you have shade wherever you're at.
Right.
That's true. So. Here you pray for the indoor. if you can get the, you can get the high V
I think on university sometimes you can get indoor. The Shields is an indoor is an indoor
the
one.
Mall, the JCPenney Mall there. There's one indoors. You know, you got the older folks are saying we'll ring, but it's got to be inside.
It's got to be inside. Yep. So we've for those who don't know, we've been partnered with the Salvation Army, I think, since 2017. So that makes, what are we at, 2021? So about almost five years. So so we love our season. We love our Live to Lift season, which you know, it when we name our seasons, they always have kind of a dual meaning. So our Live to Lift is a strength season. Obviously, we're lifting weights, right? But you know, what the Salvation Army really represents is lifting up other people and being the organization that really that we've loved to work with, because there's so many cool events. For those who are athletes with us, we have our Angel Tree going on right now. So if you get those tags, make sure by December 15th we have those gifts in. And then we call it kind of the tend the toys. So we have volunteers, and you guys do basically the event that you give the gifts to the people that you know that are getting those. Though that's an awesome event. We've done that I think for 3 years. Last year was a little different. So tell us a little bit about what events you have coming up. Obviously, 'tis the season for really the Salvation Army, and that's why we love working with you guys in this season and during this time of the holidays. But tell us a little bit about the events that you have going on here, you know, starting, I think probably starting a couple weeks ago, you started kind of the Angel Trees and the donations and the toy stuff as well.
Well, you know, it's always interesting. People say you get busy. Salvation Army, we go 24/7 all year long.
Sure.
Christmas season, there's 24 hours in a day, but for some reason, I think they're a lot longer on some days for us.
Sure.
But, you know, for me, it's the best time of the year. I grew up in the Salvation Army, and I was raised by my grandmother, and she was a Salvation Army social worker for over 25, 30 years.
Awesome.
So I was engaged with it all my life. And so doing this is exciting to me. I live for seeing people have smiles on their faces. I live for the Christmas season, and this is the time of year that we do get busy. You know, we've already talked a little bit. The kettles are out, the bells are out. You know, people are really starting to step up and help us. It's a real struggle because some folks are still very hesitant. So getting volunteers, even getting paid bell ringers, is difficult right now. Typically, you could have 15 to 20 people on your on your payroll ringing the bell for you, and this year we're struggling to get 8 to 10 people ring the bell. So it makes us a little hesitant because of raising the dollars that to help fund us the next year as to all the people that we assist. But going back to your original question, we have a lot coming up. First thing we have coming up is most folks don't know yet. Some do. We just opened a new facility here in Clive.
Okay, awesome.
We opened the third facility throughout the metro area of Des Moines. We have one on the east side. We have one downtown, and we moved out to Clive. And some folks have said, well, why are you moving to West Des Moines? Well, people are in need all over the community. And the one thing about it is when I talk about what we do, you never know if you're helping your neighbor. Just because your neighbor lives in this house, that house, or that apartment, doesn't matter.
Sure.
The economy these days, the way things are going, people struggle. And when you hit that point in time, you need help, and the Salvation Army steps up. So we've decided that it's important that we open a facility on the west side. So right over here at University and 100th Street Northwest, just right down the street from Valley West Mall.
Okay.
We opened a facility there, and actually that's where we're going to be doing all of our toy distribution.
Okay, awesome.
But starting tomorrow night from 4 to 7, y'all would like to stop by if you have a few moments. We're having an open house there.
Okay, awesome.
Also, we're going to be doing our toy shop. In fact, the toy shop's set up. We've started the basic setups to where the families will come through in that location and pick out toys for their children and everything.
Excellent.
So it's all laid out. It's a fabulous facility, and we're hoping in the future to be able to purchase it. Right now, we're working on an agreement with the owner of the company of the facility.
Awesome.
But that's one of the first things. Then we have this afternoon, we're working with a couple of radio stations. Three of them, it's the Battle of the Bands, where they're going to be out there raising money from 4 to 6 for us, collecting toys. This Saturday and Sunday, if you're going to an Iowa Wild game, for both games on Saturday and Sunday, we'll be collecting toys, ringing the bell out in front of those.
Okay, awesome.
So every week we got something going on here or there. The big thing that folks are asking about is the toy distribution. And we're actually doing that starting on December the 21st at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And we'll probably go into about 4:30. Right now, we're sitting at a little over 1,500 kids this year, which
awesome.
Is up compared to last year. And so right now, if you would ask what kind of toys we need 6 to 8 year old girls. That is a desperate need for that age group. And then the 9 to 10 year old girls and 9 to 10 year old boys are areas that we can use. That is the primary thing we focus on at the moment, is gearing up for that.
For that, sure.
For that event, because that's where it all makes. For me, that's it. You know, I want to make sure my ultimate goal is to make sure every child at Christmas time wakes up with a gift. You know, parents, we struggle. All of us do. As adults, we've struggled. And our goal in the Salvation Army is to make sure families are taken care of, make sure those kids are taken care of, make sure that they have the food that they need. So on Christmas Day, they could actually relax and enjoy time together.
Awesome. No, that's amazing. So for those athletes that are in our gym, when you walk in at Waukee, out in the front at West Des Moines, right when you walk in, so in Waukee, it's in the window. Here, we have our angel tree that we have set up. So the toys that that he's talking about are the ones that you guys are bringing in until the 15th. So there will be a pickup at our West Des Moines and Waukee location on the 15th. So we have, I think we've gotten rid of, I want to say 200. I think we started with 50 each location, and then
I think
we
that sounds
added
right,
another
yeah.
50. So I think there's 200 tags that have left. So we're hoping to get all 200 toys back under our trees here by the 15th. So if you are that person that waits to the last second, don't. They get picked up on the 15th.
Yeah.
And we've done it before. I'll throw some in my truck. We'll make a delivery before then. But so it sounds like on the 21st, that day is a big day. Are there volunteer opportunities for that day?
We need a lot of volunteers at this point in time. You know, COVID really hurt the Salvation Army last year when it comes to the distribution, because people were geared up every Christmas to volunteer to help with that. And then last year we had to cut scale all the way down for how many people we could have there. And all the toys got bagged up and handed to families instead of going through.
Right.
So now we're back to the way it used to be.
You know, awesome.
I think the biggest thing we're going to probably do there is ask everyone to wear a mask.
Sure.
So everybody's protected, because there's going to be so many people coming and going. But we need tons of volunteers. I mean, we're looking for 30 to 50 volunteers to help us starting at 8 o'clock, to get there at 7:30, to get the instructions starting right at 8 o'clock, and literally walk families through, walk mom, dad, single parents. We have grandparents that are raising grandkids right now. Help them go through and pick out toys for their kids.
Awesome.
Go from there. So, yeah.
And that's the 21st, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
21st, awesome. All day long. And, you know, if somebody can only do 2 hours, perfect. 2 hours is great. 2 hours is better than no hours for us at
Definitely.
This point in time.
Definitely. So we'll start pushing that. The 21st, that's one of our events. We call it Tend the Toys as far as our volunteers go. But we've been able to get a list. Unfortunately, last year was different. But the previous years, we've been able to get a list with anywhere from, 10 to 20 athletes to come help out with that. So we'll get that sign-up sheet out for anybody that's interested in volunteering then. And so hopefully we can get a great turnout with our athletes. And I kind of going back to introducing kind of Crave and to you was, you know, one of the reasons we started working with our power partners was because anytime that we had kind of a volunteer opportunity or whatever, our team of athletes here really jump at the opportunity to help. And it seemed like all of our, you know, when you get super busy, all of our athletes may not know where to volunteer. They want to do something. They want to help the community as a team, but they may not know where at the time, you know, where to spend money, spend time, spend effort in helping organizations and stuff. So that's one of the reasons why we put this Power Partner program together, is just to make it super easy to for our athletes to have a place to put that energy in a positive direction, and the Salvation Army has been a great, has been a great opportunity for us to give back to the community and make it, you know, a special time too. So we definitely thank you guys for the services that you do. But even though you guys are very visible this time of year. And so everybody kind of thinks of Salvation Army during the holidays, and not only visible, but audible. You can hear the Salvation Army, right? But tell us a little bit more about, so on your site, is there 12 categories of kind of giving, or kind of tell us a little bit more about events, not only this season, but for the entire year, and go into if I want to continue to help out past the holiday season, what can I do to continue your, you know, help out with Salvation Army's efforts?
Well, I think, you know, it comes down to a few things. You can always make a financial donation. I mean, that goes miles for us. It helps keep the programs going. But besides just, we have regular programs that take place weekly. And we have food pantries throughout the community. This past year, we're up 51% over where we were this time last year, helping people through our food pantries.
Awesome.
We're always looking for volunteers, that somebody that might have a day off during the week, like to give a couple hours to come in, stock shelves, walk people through the food pantry as they pick out, because it's a client choice. We want families to be able to take home what they're going to actually use, not what we give them, and then we all of a sudden end up with those cans back at our building because they don't eat those items.
Sure.
So we need volunteers to do that. Another program that many people don't really know about is our Tuesdays and Friday mornings. We have an emergency disaster canteen, and it goes out feeding homeless people. And it literally takes out, we have churches here in the community that makes egg casseroles.
Okay, sure.
And then we freeze them. And then on Tuesdays and Fridays mornings, our director of the program prepares them. And then volunteers get on the truck, and we literally go out into areas where there are homeless people, and we feed them, give them food and stuff, as well as we stop in low-income housing areas. And you literally have the head of the household or one of the kids coming out to the truck and saying, there's so many in our family, and we give them egg casseroles and extra donuts because we're blessed by the grocery stores and stuff around the community, and every day they give us food. Donuts and stuff like that might be just a day old.
Sure. If
we take those out, day old donuts are just as good as the fresh donuts on a lot of occasions.
I love them.
Yeah. And so we take them out and we give them out to families. We give them out to single individuals.
That's awesome.
Our goal is to increase that program, is to go more days. And one of the things we're going to need to do that is a volunteer base.
Sure.
That plays a major role. You know, other things that people get involved with is basically, we have youth programs at two of our locations in town where they're doing character programs. And they're trying to teach kids how to grow up right, how to take care of themselves, how to be respectful, how to be engaged within their community, as well as, you know, overall just how to better themselves, both mentally, physically, and even spiritually. And so we're always looking for volunteers that want to get engaged with those kinds of things. We're hoping after the first year to be able to start up our senior program. We have the Golden Agers, to where once a month they get together, they have lunch, they play bingo, they get interactive, they sometimes do physical classes, you know, sweating with the oldies or whatever the case might
be. Sure, sure.
So, you know, there's many different programs, many different things that are happening at our locations, all three of our locations. One of the goals that we have with this new facility is to do life skills classes.
Okay, awesome.
To where we have a commercial-sized kitchen with two walk-in refrigerators and freezers at this new location. You know, we're looking for folks who know how to cook. We're not looking for folks necessarily to have a certificate, but somebody that can come in and say, you can pull these items out of your food pantry and you can use these. Cooking on a dime, basically.
Sure.
Cooking on what you have in your closets.
So we can
teach our families. We're looking for folks to do budgeting classes so that some of our clients, or not even just our clients, but people that are struggling financially, how can they take what they make and put together a solid budget and be able to make that? So we're looking, you know, I keep saying it, but we're looking for folks that can get engaged with that and help us with that. Teach people how to write a resume. Teach people how to do a job interview. You know, there's a lot of jobs out there right now, but in a lot of those cases, they're looking for certain individuals.
Sure.
So if you're looking for a specific line of work, we need to help these individuals prepare for that interview so that they can actually get that job that they want, that they're interested in and excited about.
Definitely.
So there's many of those kinds of things that that we do. You know, one of our locations wants to do the same type of program on the east side. And one of the things we used to do there, not at that one, but my wife and I used to do when we developed this program, is literally bring someone in from a gym,
okay,
from an exercise facility, to come in and teach folks how to do proper exercises, how to do some of the, I'm forgetting the word now, they dance to the song.
Oh, some of the Zumba type,
yes,
stuff?
Those,
yeah,
kind of things, but also just to how to do proper stretching, proper different things like that for themselves.
Awesome,
you know,
yeah.
Because one of the things you learn from that, and I this is all serious, not just because I'm sitting in this room with you guys,
but right,
the fact that people don't realize that. I mean, I did not know that. I went through a spell of cancer.
Okay.
And I'm cancer-free today. I'm blessed.
Awesome.
But
yeah,
I lost 92 pounds in that process.
Really?
And I swore to myself, I'm not putting 92 pounds back on. So
awesome.
I started walking, and then I started running a little bit and doing some of the basics. I did not know the proper stretches because I was never a big-time athlete.
Sure.
You know, I was a band geek at school, you know.
Sure.
I, you know, in college, I didn't do a sports. I
yeah.
just did the educational piece and just kept right on moving. That's
yeah.
probably why I gained 92 pounds over what I should have been.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, I didn't know. So I literally turned to a family member who, she does it every day, and she showed me some of the proper stretches and some
That's
those
awesome.
Kind of things. So we've done that in other other locations. And so even for this group here at Crave, is there's opportunities to get
awesome.
Engaged with those things. And we're looking at putting all that together starting after the first of the year.
Definitely. Yeah. We'll have to definitely stay in touch about those programs as they kind of get going in this community. And those are amazing because one thing that's I think is very under thought about, like you said, is, you know, the fact that mobility and being able to move,
yeah.
you have to do that. And everybody to us as an athlete. And if you're watching, if you've, you know, listened to us before, you know, what we preach, we know that everybody's an athlete, and in order to move like an athlete, in order to be successful in life, you need to be the athlete, able to move, able to, like you said, if there's certain jobs that you want to do, being able to be mobile and exercise, taking care of yourself and being healthy is such a big part of life that I think gets overlooked oftentimes. And mobility is a huge part of that. And just to be able to, you know, do those stretches and all that kind of stuff is a huge benefit to people. And you had mentioned that you were in the band, right? So our look at, you're saying, I'm not an athlete. I was in the band. I would argue that is your team, right? So that
right.
was, you guys are physically active during that time. You might not be playing sports, but you guys are a team. That is very similar to any team of sports people that, you know, any sport that you might be a team. And so, you know, the way that we look and the way that we use the word athlete here is quite a bit different. We're trying to kind of expel the old, like, oh, I'm only an athlete if I'm playing sports, you know, and I think that, you know, holding an instrument up, I mean, you're using muscles that I'm sure I haven't used
right.
in a long time, right? And you know, banging on the drums and doing, you know, there's a bunch of physical movement that maybe you didn't even think about. But I think that proves that everybody needs that physical activity and that, you know, that in our words, being an athlete allows you to be more successful at playing in band or anything that you're doing too. So
right, and it's just like when you go to, I mean, like on our job descriptions, our place, because for us, you're always doing something. You know, yes, my job is it might be I'm the bookkeeper, but you might have to stop and go help over here because we all have to be a team. We all have to help each other, as you're saying.
Right.
So like on our job, some of our job descriptions says you must be able to lift 30 pounds.
Sure.
So do you know how to properly lift? Are you just going to lean over, grab that pup, and when you come up, all of a sudden,
that back goes.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
So, you know, you learn the hard way. Oh, I guess I should be using with my legs or whatever the case might
yes.
be.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I think it's important. I think it's vital that we train individuals or help individuals train themselves to take care of themselves physically, mentally, spiritually. Otherwise, you never better yourself. And
definitely,
you know, you just slowly go down, and then that takes the next step. And we see this with individuals, especially sometimes that we work with, is I get depressed. And sure. then it's like you give up. And so we have to give people hope, because there is hope in this world.
Definitely.
And there is new beginnings. You know, if you drop and you fall down for a moment, you pick yourself up and you start over again. And Salvation Army, that's what we're about. It's not a hand out. It's not a hand down. It's a hand up. We want to see people grow. We want to see people better themselves, whether it's adults, youth, it doesn't matter. We have a passion for that. That's who we are.
I love it. I love it. And that's exactly, you know, the reason we kind of what we talk about when we do our intro to the podcast. If you haven't listened to us, we are a life optimization podcast, because being an athlete means being successful and all of those things. Again, you might, like you said, you might fall down, but if you're an athlete, if you have the right mindset, and if you might need help, you know, in doing that, getting back up. But I love that's, you know, that's the mission, and that's, you know, that's kind of what we're standing for. And with this podcast, trying to help elevate our athletes and anybody listening to do that as well. I've loved having you on. I mean, usually we do about a 20-minute interview, and we're at 30 minutes, so time flies when you're having fun. But, yeah, so is there anything else that you would like to talk about as far as the Salvation Army, and anything that you would like to communicate to our listeners about what the Salvation Army is all about and what they're doing, and any kind of last statements, if there's one thing that you could – that could stick with any listener or anyone watching on YouTube. And make sure you're subscribing. If you're watching and you're not subscribing, you're not going to get the bell. You got to get the bell. You got to know when our podcasts go up. So that's shameless plug. But, but is there anything else that you'd like to end up with?
You know, I think we've covered quite a bit. And yeah. I think, you know, many people in the community know who we are. And some know who we what we do. Not everybody. But I think if you were to ask me, I think the one message that I always try to get out, and I do it all year long, is I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to the two of you. I want to say thank you to your listeners, because without you, we can't do what we do. You know, we do a lot. We stay busy within the community. But it's because of the folks who come alongside of us. And I'm not just talking financially. I'm talking volunteering. Being there to give us strength, being there to give us support through the times when we're really in the middle of a crisis helping people. And that's what it's about. You know, I said this just a couple of days ago when I was doing a TV interview. I said, community is family, and family is there for each other. And so I say thank you to the community. I say thank you to you all, because to me, we're family, because we live in a community and we have to be there for each other.
I love it. Thank you. And thank you so much for being here. We will have, for all of our athletes that are members at Crave, we will have opportunities for you again on the 21st. We'll have that sign up. If you are not from around here, if you're listening and you are one of our virtual members, whether you're in Florida, Chicago, wherever you are at, Salvation Army is everywhere in the United States.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So, so, you know, you don't have to be local to Des Moines to help the Salvation Army and to, you know, get involved in your community. So if you are from out of state, you're not in Iowa, you're not local with us, make sure to get to know who's involved with Salvation Army and go reach out and see what you can do. I'm sure they have a toy drive that they're doing right now as well. And oftentimes you guys do the same, very similar programming and stuff like that. So I'm sure what we talked about here reflects in a certain way in your community as well, if you're not local to Iowa. So keep that in mind. Again, thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you again here at some of these events that we'll be volunteering for. So
excellent. Thank awesome. You.
Thank you.
Born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.